There's Princess of Peace from Midnight River Choir, and that comes off their album Another Door. The Midnight River Choir will be performing over in the lot this Saturday night. And with us today from the Midnight River Choir is their bassist, Bob Driver. Welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Bob.
Hey, Red, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well, and I tell you what, I'm looking forward to you guys coming over to the lot this Saturday night. Now, we've been playing your music quite often lately. What can you tell our listeners who are unfamiliar with the band? Tell us a little bit about the band.
Okay, we've been a band since 2008. We've been all over the place. We've been touring for a while now. We've actually been to Wisconsin a lot. It's one of our favorite stops. This is a new venue for us. We met Tim down at Jason Eadie's way down in Mississippi Festival last year. And talked about coming up to play for you guys, and it panned out. So here we are.
It is. We are so excited to have you. Now, you talked about your first, starting back in 2008, your first album, Freed of Wine, which I listen to all the time. I love that album. And one of the things that I've always enjoyed about your band is you guys can't really be pigeonholed into one genre of music.
You know, we like to say at the end of the night, we like to give everybody one song, like, we don't want to play the same song over and over with different words. That's not, you know, a lot of bands do that. And we like to give everybody one. We like to mix it up. We like to play the kind of stuff that we like to listen to, which is all over the place. You know, if you ride in our van, you never know what you're going to hear.
That would be a fun trip, I think, riding in the van. Now we just saw Jason Eadie. He was here at the room at Boxcars not too long ago. Now, I know at one time you guys were playing with Jason. Are you guys still doing shows with him?
We did about, I want to say it was around 100 shows with him. And what we would do the opening set. Our band would be the opening band. And then he would join us, and we would play his music, backing him. We did one summer with him. It was great. And so we did another summer last summer. This year, we don't have anything lined up. But you never know.
Yeah, if the door opens, yeah, I hear that. Now, your latest release is called Another Door, and it was released in 2022. Is there any new music on the horizon for you guys in the next year?
Absolutely, and on Saturday, we'll definitely play a lot of that. We've been working on some new stuff. We've started recording. We're not done yet, so who knows when it'll be out. We're a DIY band. We do everything ourselves. We try to record when we're not touring, which is, you know, sometimes it takes months to get back in the studio. And there's a couple songs we've been working on for 2 years now. A little bit at a time, and we'll go back in and listen to it. Oh, we need to change that a little bit, you know? And so it's, sometimes when you record, it's all, you go in, you get the songs, you just record them how they are. We like to play them live a little bit and see how they're going to change. We start playing songs, they'll change a little bit over time. So some of the ones we've already started recording, we've already changed a little bit. So
that's awesome. Now, I got to ask you a question as a fan of music. I saw your last album came out on vinyl. What's your thoughts about vinyl making a comeback?
You know, we had never had vinyl before. That was our fourth full-length album. We'd always wanted to do vinyl. We ordered it during the pandemic. It took a long time to come through. I think it was over a year, just because there was so many people ordering and there was some supply issues and whatnot. And I finally got them, and they really do sell well. We have CDs as well, and the vinyl sell way more than the CDs. We've all got our own extensive vinyl collections. That's one of the things that we collect while we're on the road. We go to little shops here and there and find music that we like, and I listen to it quite a bit at home, but I'm glad that everybody else is catching back on, because it's really a fun way to listen to music. And rather than, you know, queue up, oh, this is the song I want to hear on my Spotify or whatever, you listen to the whole album, so you listen to it as a piece of art rather than just one song at a time, which I love that.
Exactly, and I think it has a deeper, richer sound, and who doesn't love that white noise? Do you know?
Oh, I do. The crackle.
Exactly. Now, Bob, for those of our listeners that are coming to the lot this Saturday night who have never seen a Midnight River Choir show, what are they in for?
You know, we like to say we play a mixture of blues, rock, country, soul. we call it Texas Groove, which I know that doesn't mean a lot to some of you up this way, but we like to groove. We like to improvise a bit sometimes. All four of us sing, so four-part harmonies. And like I say, I like to give everybody a little bit of something to take home with them, like give everybody one. So hopefully we can do that.
All right. Well, hey, Bob, where's the best place for our listeners to learn more about Midnight River Choir? What do you got out there for socials?
Our socials are 12 a.m. River Choir, because midnight's too long to put in some of those handles. 12 a.m. River Choir, and then our website's midnightrivercoir.com, and you can find our full tour schedule there. We do a lot of traveling, so and we do come back up to this area at least once a year, usually. This will be a short one this time, but we do love to come to the area.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to you guys coming to play at the lot this Saturday night. Now, out of the interview, we're going to play another cut from you guys, and we're going to spin one called Misery. What can you tell us about this track?
Oh, Misery was written with actually our former drummer. It was written a long time ago. Eric, our singer, and the former drummer wrote that. A long time ago, it almost didn't make the album, and we decided to put it on at the last minute, and I'm glad we did, because it's been a really popular one.
All right. Well, Bob, travel safe, and we look forward to you guys coming up here to the lot, and your music always has a spot here on Iron Country.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thanks for the support.